Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Thank you again for joining Telling Future Generations, the importance of reaching boys and girls around the world for Jesus Christ. I have today with me two very special guests. I have Peter Kalungu, who is the National Director for CEF of Kenya, and also Edwin Juma, who is the Director of Education, who also serves, they both do, as a full-time missionary working with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Kenya. So welcome.
Thank you.
I was thinking, I so much enjoy hearing how people have come to know the Lord, their salvation testimonies, and how the Lord worked in their lives and then brought them to a point of calling them into the ministries, because I believe very, very strongly that God does call his people not only into salvation, but also he calls them to serve him, because that is why he created us. So would you mind, maybe Peter, start with you and just share with us how you came to know the Lord and how the Lord called you into the ministry with Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Thank you. I was saved in high school, and that is the year 1967, and that was not the first time I heard about Christ. I had heard about Christ in my home church, where they were teaching children to be good children, and I learned that, and we continued like that until I got to high school. Then I went throughout the first year, and the principal of this school is the one who was taking chapel every day. Mm-hmm. And he told us that he wanted to plant the knowledge of Christ in the minds of the children, and the Holy Spirit would work in it. Mm-hmm. So in the second year, then I realized and I heard from him that salvation is a relationship between an individual and God the Maker, and mm-hmm. one has got to make decisions to accept the Lord or not. Then I also learned the good which I had been told in the church earlier on to be a good boy. There is nothing good which I can do which mm-hmm. will justify my salvation. And therefore, I knew in my heart that I needed Christ as personal Savior. So one of the chapel days, I went to the principal and I told him that I have now reached a point where I know I'm a sinner, and Christ died for my sins, and I wanted to accept Christ as personal Savior so that my sins can be cleansed. And he counseled me for a while after the devotion, and after that he prayed with me, and I got saved. Then after that, me and other boys that were saved in high school, we were given responsibilities such as teaching in Sunday school, in the same school, and outside the school. And later on, then we graduated high school and I went to college. From college, I continued to serve the Lord in various ways, because during the college, there were Christian Union meetings, and I mm-hmm. was chairman of those for quite some time.
So you were the leader.
Yes. And eventually then I got a job working at the port of Mombasa for 29 years. While in that, working in the port, then one of the missionaries from U.S., Louis Moore, came to Mombasa and landed in my church, where I was a chairman of the board of the church, and requested that she get some names to form a committee for Child Evangelism Fellowship. She put us together, about 15 of us, as committee members for Child Evangelism Fellowship chapter of Mombasa. Mm. Then after training us, we held elections and we elected the chairman, and I was the chairman for 15 years. And by the year 1995, I had served for about 17 years. And there was another election, and I had indicated that I was leaving Mombasa to Nairobi, and they elected somebody else, and I handed over. Coming to Nairobi, I also found the chapter of Nairobi, they needed a chairman, and I was a chairman for about 3 years of the board of Nairobi chapter. And after that, then I decided to go full-time with the Child Evangelism Fellowship. So now, from 1999, I have served Child Evangelism Fellowship as national director, and therefore I have a total of about 32 years experience with Child Evangelism Fellowship, part of it on part-time basis, but the years that from 99 to today, I've been serving on full-time as national director.
Well, the Lord has had big plans for you. He had special work for you to do. He saved you, and then he brought you into ministry. That is just wonderful how God brought that all together.
That is true, and I believe that the Lord Jesus saves, and he sustains, and he appoints people to his positions according to his will. And therefore, when I heard the call that I should be working for an organization which reaches the children for Christ, I thought it was real good, and I got into it, and from there up to today, I find a lot of job satisfaction working as a national director for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Kenya.
Now, you actually had to step down from your job, your secular job.
Yes.
And then you came in when they asked you to be not just a board chairman anymore, but also to be the leader, the national director.
Yes.
For CF of Kenya. Then you also, you're not just paid from CF of Kenya. You actually have to raise your support too, even though you're the leader, correct?
Yes, that is true. And therefore, I can say, like Paul said, one of the days that I know how to live with plenty, because I used to get lost of money when I was working for a secular job. And I have also learned how to live with little, because Child Evangelism Fellowship is a faith ministry, and I have to raise funds, and therefore the Lord has been providing. He's faithful. So far I can witness that God provides for those who work for him.
And so you have now been serving as the national director, the leader of CEF of Kenya for 15 years.
Yes, please.
Yes, that is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you have seen CEF ministry grown. And we talked about that before. Like the last 10 years, you went from 400,000 children that you were reaching underneath your initial leadership, and then now 1.2 million children.
Yes, that is true.
That have come to the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. And that just really brings to mind the verse in the Bible. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, that no one should boast." And then it goes on to talk about that we were ordained, that we were created by God to do the good works that he ordained us to do.
Thank you.
So he saved us by his grace, but he planned for us to do good works.
Yes.
We're not saved by our good works, but he saved us for a purpose, for a calling. And so praise the Lord for following in the Lord's step and God's leading in your life. And what about you, Edwin? How did you come to know the Lord as your Savior?
For me, I didn't get opportunity to learn about Jesus Christ while I was a young boy, because none of my family used to go to church. But when I was in high school as well, I got opportunity to hear the clear teaching about Jesus Christ through a pastor who came to do our church service or worship service in our school. And I thought that I was really a good boy, because I wasn't so much involved in things that I would have considered sin. And so when this pastor was talking about sin, I kind of were like, okay, well, I don't think I have done 1, 2, 3 that he's mentioning. But one thing that struck me was knowing that I'm not just a sinner because of the things I do, but first of all, because I'm born a sinner. Mm. But looking deep into my heart, I knew for sure there are things that I've thought of, things that I've done, things that I have said that do not please God. So I was kind of just pretending that I was not a sinner. So that struck me. And he used Romans also 6:23, which talks about the wages of sin being death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And that just made me realize, okay, well, as much as I deserve to die because of my sin, Christ came to save me and just to make me reunite me with God. And so I decided to pray and receive the Lord Jesus in my heart as my Savior. And as Peter said, there was a Christian Union group of young boys in our school who knew the Lord and were like the ones leading worship service and Bible studies and all that. And so I joined that group to help me grow in the Lord, and just kind of was into it the whole of my heart. And I kind of would say God helped me really grow very fast, because that first year that I got saved, I was made a Bible study leader, just a baby in
just
Christ.
Just like Peter.
Then the following year, the second year, I was made the chairman of that group, so I was the leader. So
another chairman there.
I will lead the worship service. I will lead all the programs with Christian Union. And that's the time that I started hearing the Lord calling me into serving him.
Now, you were 17 when you came to know Christ as your
I was
Savior.
17, yes.
And then how did you get connected to CEF?
After high school, I kind of already I knew God wanted me to serve him, but I didn't know exactly what he would want me to do. But after high school, I kind of just said, well, I wait and think about what I want to do. Let me just pass time by teaching children without any training. Mm. I didn't know that that's where God was taking me. And so I started teaching children in our church, and that's when I met the missionaries of CF who were already working for CF in the local area I was living, and they talked about a training, and I went for the first training seminar for 3 days, and later on our training, which we call Teaching Children Effectively, Level 1, and kind of God was confirming for me this is what he wanted me to do, and directed one of the missionaries. We talked about Kathy and talked to me whether I would join the institute and do the 14 weeks. And, you know, I did that. And during that time, God confirmed that's what he wanted me to do. And I joined CF. So for up to this time, I've served with CF for 17 years.
So both of you have been serving the Lord full time with Child Evangelism Fellowship for 15 plus years. We just praise the Lord for what the Lord has been doing in both of your lives, and how he has called you to himself, and so that you would know the Lord for salvation, and also to helping you to grow in him, and then now serving him full time and reaching the children for Jesus Christ there in Kenya. So we praise him for what he's doing. You know, that reminds me of the verse that's found in Romans. And do you know you guys have beautiful feet? The Lord, when he looks at you, you have beautiful feet because you are his servants. It says, "For how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher?" And that's what you guys are doing. You're preaching the gospel to the future generation so they would know him in Kenya. But it goes on to say, "But how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good news." So I know that you have many prayer requests that we can mention, but briefly, could you share with us, Peter and also Edwin, maybe just two prayer requests that the people here in the United States, we could be praying for you personally and praying for CF of Kenya?
Yes. On top of the list, I have two prayer items. One, I wanted to request that we continue to pray that God will enable the CF of Kenya workers to reach the given target of 1.5 million children with the gospel of Christ during the year 2014.
Mm.
Number two, I would like we continue to pray that the Lord will provide sufficient funds for the workers to continue to receive enough support for them, for the ministry and their own upkeep, so that they'll concentrate in the ministry of evangelizing children in the country during the year 2014.
And that's a very big prayer request. There's 56 full-time workers that we need to pray for their support needs, because how can they preach unless they are sent? And what about you, Edwin? Do you have some prayer requests?
Yeah, in fact, that just reminds me that even being as the leaders in the nation, we have a targeted budget. And so one of the prayers, God will help meet the needs of Peter and I personally to be able to do what God wants us to do. So provision from God.
Mm.
And the second one is for the protection of workers in Kenya. There's been a bit of insecurity in Kenya, so we are praying that God will protect our workers as they move around to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord, that he will keep you safe so that your feet will be beautiful for him as you share the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of peace with children, that the only way they can know peace is through Jesus Christ, who is life eternal. And I just also want to mention in closing that if anyone would be interested in supporting these gentlemen, Peter Kalungu, National Director of CF of Kenya, and also Edwin Juma, the Director of Education for CF of Kenya, that they can contact CF of Illinois, and we can tell them how to do that. They can visit us at our website at CF. cfofillinois.com. That's cfofillinois.com. And we will be glad to show you and walk you through that process of how we can do that, because we're all one big family, aren't we? We're all connected together. We all serve with Child Evangelism Fellowship. But most importantly, we're all here as brothers and sisters in Christ serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you again for joining us for Telling Future Generations. And we'll look forward to you again joining us next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.